Earth and Sky.
We're looking at the risks of climate change. We're not saying this is the only way it will go. We're saying these are the risks, and do we want to avoid these risks?
You're listening to climate scientist Vicky Pope, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Based in the UK, Dr. Pope heads the Office of Climate Science at the Met Office Hadley Centre, which produces some of the world's most sophisticated and best used computer climate models. She spoke at a science meeting with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about what the models are and are not saying about Earth's climate.
Dr. Pope, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Now, what do you see as most important for people to know about the work of scientists in mitigating climate change?
Well, I think it's important that people understand how much we need to reduce emissions, and as quickly that we need to reduce emissions in order to avoid the impacts of dangerous climate change. It's only really if we can peak emissions in the next 10 years and reduce at around 4% per year that we're going to stand a 50-50 chance of limiting temperature rise to 2 degrees, which would avoid the worst impacts.
Now, this dangerous climate change that you speak of, would you speak a little bit more to that? Dangerous has a lot of meanings. Dangerous to whom, and when is it going to be dangerous? Tell us more about what you meant by that and some of the scientific evidence to back that up.
Well, you're absolutely right. The dangerous climate change is different for different people in different parts of the world. And it's important that we understand those sort of implications. It's not a question of reaching a particular threshold and then everything falls apart. It is a gradual change. But we need to be looking out for things like where does a particular change become irreversible? For example, if the rainforest starts to die, can it recover if temperatures go back down again? And then also the commitment to change. So if we stabilise temperatures at a particular level, it might be that we haven't started to see any change in that particular aspect of climate or ecosystem. But if we keep the temperature constant, that it continues to change. So again, the Amazon rainforest is an example, because at 2 degrees we don't see an impact of climate change. But if we keep the temperature at 2 degrees, we do start to see an Amazon dieback. And that's an example of commitment. So irreversibility and commitment, I think, are really important when we're looking at dangerous climate change.
The Hadley Center is world-renowned for its climate models. Some skeptics have criticized reliance on modeling, climate modeling, for basing decisions made in response to climate change. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's very important that we use observations and look at past climate, that we evaluate our models. So the models are based on the laws of physics, so they're solving the equations that represent those laws. We also run the model every day as a weather forecast, so we test it that way. And we compare modelled past climate with the observed climate, not just in terms of temperature, but in terms of the physical processes that are important for climate change, like the cloud feedbacks, for example. And it's really important that we do that, and we're continually improving the models. We recognise there are limitations. And by understanding those limitations, we can also look at the range of possible outcomes. So we're not saying that there is only one possible future if you do a particular emissions. We're saying there's a range of possible futures, and that range is representative of the uncertainty in the science. So we represent that explicitly. And it's about a risk assessment. We're looking at the risks of climate change. We're not saying this is the only way it will go. We're saying these are the risks, and do we want to avoid these risks?
What is the most important thing that you'd like people today to know about climate change?
I think they need to understand that we need to reduce emissions rapidly. They also need to understand that there will be some climate change is inevitable because of the CO2 that's already in the atmosphere, and we will need to adapt. But it's not one or the other. We have to do both.
You've been listening to Vicky Pope, head of climate change advice for the Met Office Hadley Center in the United Kingdom. The Met Office is the United Kingdom's National Weather Service. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.